From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is The Daily What.
Hello, it's Monday morning. I'm Matt. This is The Daily What. Myself and Lee, last night, we recorded a Whatcast Patreon show. Whatcast Patreon went out yesterday, actually. The royal family's conspiracy theories from over the years. 40 plus, I think, of those. And we recorded another show last night to go out that's due to go out in the middle of May. And it was about P. Diddy and all the accusations around there. It's quite an interesting show. Like, I hadn't done much on it. I had loads of stuff that, to read and some videos and stuff. But it kind of like exposed how, like, you can listen to the news and you can make your mind up about things. And then when you actually look into them and read the stuff and read through the stuff, you kind of like doubt what you originally believed. I don't know. That's what I've took from doing that show last night. Obviously it won't be going out for a good month now, even if you're on Patreon. But you'll know when you hear it, you'll know what I mean. It's, although there's a lot of weird shit going on and you think, what the fuck's that about? Like, a lot of it's quite weak evidence. I don't know. And I'm not a fan of any of these people, any celebrities or any of these type people. Not at all. So anyway, just thought I'd mention that. But to Daily What today, The Daily What today, I'm going to be talking about ABBA Voyage in a minute, right? Because that's weird, isn't it? ABBA Voyage. Also, some other random shit. Just some random stories of life, really, and then a little bit of a hate of mine that's popping up soon. ABBA Voyage, then. Let's get straight on to it. Are you sure what I played that for, to be honest? So, someone at work's wife went to ABBA Voyage the other day. If you don't know what that is, if you know the band ABBA, from the 70s and 80s mainly, the Eurovision. I mean, you could get me onto Eurovision. What a load of bollocks that is, the Eurovision Song Contest. But they were like the Eurovision kings, really, ABBA, Swedish lot. All of their songs are very catchy. Everyone knows ABBA. Around the world, everyone knows ABBA and knows all of the ABBA songs. And all the choruses and everything. They had a fantastic career where their greatest hits album, I think, is one of the top selling albums of all time, if you still do albums. But they're well old now, basically, right? There's a bunch of fossils, can barely probably walk. They have to get on the stage in a chair of wheels if they wanted to get out there and actually do their music anymore. But obviously there's music producers and people within the industry that want to still profit and still make money from these bands. And this is probably the first of many things like this that's going to happen with the AI and the holograms, bloop, bloop, beam, bloop, beam, and all that sort of stuff, right, that are coming. And what it actually is, if you don't know, you probably do, but people go to concerts to watch basically AI ABBA. Like, there's four of them. I don't know what their names are. I'm not an expert on ABBA. But there's four of them, and they project them onto the stage. I believe this is what it is, right? This is what I was told it was. So to give you the illusion that you are somehow at a concert watching ABBA. So just adjusting this in. Oh, blimey. Yeah. So, now, generally, I really hate concerts and stuff anyway, and anything like that, when you've got like a collective of sheep, if you like, screaming for another human, another cluster of cells on the stage that just happens to be able to sing. Sometimes they can't. I mean, sometimes you hear these people, don't you, that are massive stars and have been forever, and you hear them live and you think, what the fuck was that? They can't even, like, if they went on, like, Britain's Got Talent or The X Factor or something, they'd probably get fucking nowhere. They go, what, Simon had ripped the shit out of him. Not that he can talk. He's got no talent, but. Go into concerts and put your hands in the air and all that sort of stuff that they do. And people just follow, like Simple Simon for the entire concert. I can't say, like the other day when I spoke about Madonna getting offended that the person in the wheelchair didn't stand up when Madonna told them to. And then, you know, because she's so woke, Madonna, and then she had to pretend, oh, no, sorry about that. Because this is the God complex they get when they're on the stage, these musicians, etc. They ask you to do what they tell you to do, and then they actually get offended if you don't. Like, they get offended. Madonna was offended that someone in a wheelchair couldn't stand up because Madonna told them to. And people just indiscriminately do it. Oh, we've come here to see. Put every pair of hands. There you go. There's my hands. I put them all up in the air. I'm going to join in. I'm going to sing along. And when you stop singing, I'm going to continue the song. This is probably normal human behaviour, but it really bothers me, right? I really don't like it. And I don't mind music. I'm not a massive fan of music. If I'm in my car, I'm generally listening to a podcast or a talk radio or something to get my mind around. But I listen to music all day at work. They have the radio on and I don't mind music. All different genres of music. Not really a fan of rap music, but most music I can listen to and I can appreciate and whatever. But I don't ever, and I've never have been, someone to worship celebrities. Or someone to think that because someone's got a talent or because someone does something that I quite like, that I, as much as I'd be like, oh my God, I met this person the other day. I mean, it might be a bit of a thrill. It might be, oh my God, I know this person. I've seen this person. I've listened to this person's music. I've watched this person on TV. I had a conversation with them. I'll remember that. But I would never stand there and all that or be overwhelmed by another human in front of me. As I say, I appreciate talent. If someone's genuinely got talent, that's off. But the crowd mentality of that everyone, and like with stand-up too. I mean, I'm not going to knock stand-up because these poor fuckers can't say anything anymore without getting cancelled or whatever. But the way that I've been to stand-up comedy, I've been to shows, and I like stand-up. But I don't laugh if I don't find it funny and nothing will pressure me to. But I look around and I can clearly see that people around me are literally doing the bored face but making the laughter sound so they don't get singled out as not being part of the crowd. Like they don't want to be seen as the one that ain't got a sense of humour. So, ha, 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 ha. No. The comedian's on the stage. He's not God. If he's not funny, don't laugh. If he is funny, do laugh. Don't just not laugh because you want to make his night hard. But don't laugh if you don't find it funny. Even if everyone around you does, why do you need to fit in with people? Like, it's bizarre to me. I digress. The reason any of this is important is because I can't stand any of that. That's ridiculous. But at least you are worshipping a real living thing. On the stage, you are actually being a submissive little bitch. Oh, sing along, give me your hands. Oh, what else do you want me to do? Hop on one leg. At least you're doing that to an actual person. Go to Abba Voyage and you're worshipping a hologram. You're worshipping a hologram on the stage. The hologram is actually asking you to clap and you're doing it. It's not real. It's a projection from a machine. And you're looking at it and trying to catch its eye. It's a hologram. What are you doing? How are you paying? Why are you paying for tickets to watch holograms on a stage?
Sounds like cognitive dissonance to me, mate.
I don't don't get it. I don't understand what the purpose of it is. To go and appreciate them. Like, I mean, I don't know. Are they playing recordings of live performances and they're just projecting the people on the stage? What if there's a glitch? What if there's a power cut? Like, what? They're just disappearing. The stage is empty and everyone gets jolted back to reality that they've been waving and singing along with nothing all night. Like, or is it just album tracks that they're playing? In which case, why don't you just save your money, go for a drive and play ABBA in the car? And not worship the ground that the holograms walk on for the evening. It's really weird to me. And this is probably the future. That what's, you know, if this is the future, which it seems it might be, and this is why, like, Hollywood stars and stuff was on strike, wasn't they, not long ago, because they wanted the Hollywood producers to reassure them that AI wasn't going to take their jobs in the future. They still need real actors, because they don't. AI totally could take the jobs of Hollywood actors and the jobs of literally all of us, right? But the ego don't like it if you're an Hollywood actor. But we could be in a scenario where people are actually going to watch Muhammad Ali box because they've generated an AI fight between Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson or something. And people, we're in the scenario now that people would buy tickets to watch that. They'd go and they'd put a ring up and they'd have these two holograms fighting in the ring. And people would be cheering along and shouting out abuse and booing. To holograms! No one's there. ABBA are not on the stage. Why are you shouting out to them and singing along and clapping your hands and waving to them and smiling along when they look at you? They're not real. Humans are weird. Like, you ever think you'd see such sheepish behaviour? As the last, they say, I don't know why I'm thinking to this figure. 4 years? Like, people might be out there going, oh, Matt, it's only a bit of fun. Let people do it. Yeah, I don't care what they do. But I'm asking why they do it. Like, if people enjoy it, if people enjoy going out to watch ABBA. But yeah, but you're not really doing anything. Like, do you go to, I mean, I might be wrong. Maybe people go to ABBA Voyage and just sit and watch it like they watch a film. Is that what they do? I hope that's what they do, and then I'm wrong. But if they go to it like it's a concert and join in and stuff, they're dickheads. And where does it end? Like, are we going to bring back dead comedians? Like, what's his prick's name? Tommy Cooper going to come back and do stand up as a hologram and people are going to politely laugh to, so the hologram doesn't feel bad on the stage. Is that where we're going? Sporting events. Are they going to be like roll out the Brazil side of the 1960s? And everyone's going to pay full price for a ticket to Wembley to watch that. People might be thinking, fuck off, you're taking it too far. But I don't think I am. I really do believe that's where we're going. And I do believe that people will take, if the football won't be able to take scarves with the players' names on and stuff, the players that are all dead now will be on the pitch in a hologram form playing a game of football. And people will be trying to get their attention. They're not there!
They might be looking down on me, though.
And they might be looking down on you, whether you're at Wembley or fucking home. It just annoys me. You might have noticed. Right, anyway, what else was I going to talk about today? I had a bit of an agenda here today. There's this bloke, right? Let's just call his... I'll leave his first name out, but let's just call him Franklin. And I grew up with this man living next door to me. And he is the weirdest man I've ever met in my entire life. It's like he used to, like now he's just got sort of grey hair. But he used to have really dark black, jet black hair and a black, enormous black beard. But he parted his hair in a great big pale white parting with a big lump in the middle of the parting. Like there was a big lump on his head in the middle of the parting. And he can't, like, you talk to him and you think, this is the biggest idiot I've ever met in my life. Hello, hello. But, like, he couldn't get anything out. But this man worked at Ford's and then left to do the stock exchange, like, basically to buy and sell shares for a living and made a load of money. He also entered the London Marathon every single year and made a point of telling everyone that he was in the London. Never came anywhere. He used to run every day, go running. One of my mates' stepdad was in the same running club as this Franklin bloke. But then one day, do you remember Countdown back in the day on the TV? There was a TV show, if you're not in the UK, there was a TV show called Countdown. And we turned on the TV and Franklin was on it. Like, this is, like, for really smart people. It's like, these massive maths equations and a Countdown conundrum. You have, like, loads of different letters and you have to make the best, longest word you can that has to exist in the dictionary. And, Franklin was on it. And he won! For about three shows running, he was the ultimate champion or something. I don't know if this is moron from next door. But he's still there. Like, my mum still lives there. And he lives next door. He looks completely different now. But he's had about 16 heart attacks or whatever. But he used to run every day to the point that his legs, his feet were like 3/4. His legs would sort of go down to the knees and then bend outwards, outwards. I was sort of thinking of a direction there, but just outwards. Both of them go different ways, and then his feet would continue the journey, like going outwards, and he'd run, and lots of his legs wouldn't even run. It was like he barely moved, but he's obviously fucked up his joints over the years, running everywhere and whatever, but he still bothers my mum with stuff, like the basic things. He can't do anything, like she has to have a key for his house in case he locks himself out, and he does quite often. He's got no common sense, but he was one of the brightest people probably I've ever known. But the other week, I was around there a few months ago, and like he doesn't know me. Like he knew me as a kid, but only if I was around where I lived. Like if I saw him, like me and my mate see him a bit out of the area. He was jogging somewhere and we was looking for directions. So I thought, oh, there's Franklin there. I'll stop him and ask him. He'll know. He runs everywhere. And he didn't know who I was. He had all this spit around his beard as well. It looked a bit shit. And I thought he was a bit of a weird pedo looking bloke. I'll leave him alone. But I was around my mum's probably a couple of months ago. And I park outside the garage, like it's my garage now, my mum's garage. And I park there because there's never anywhere to park. But his garage, Franklin's garage, is about 3 or 4 down from there. And someone keeps parking in front of his garage. So he's had a big argument with some bloke. I couldn't imagine Franklin having an argument, but he's put a big sign on his garage saying, don't park here or whatever. But I've never seen him go into one before. But I come out of my mum's to come home and I got in the car and I saw Franklin. I thought, fuck, there's Franklin. I get in the car and get the fuck out of it before he tries talking to me because he won't know who I am, but he sees I'm parked here and he can't differentiate. He doesn't recognize me. So he can't differentiate between me and the person parking in front of his garage. So he's going to try and kick off or whatever. So I've got in the car, I went to get in the car and, have you seen who's parking in front of my garage? No, Franklin, I ain't. So I got in the car, he's mid-sentence, so I just, fuck it. I thought, it's going to annoy me, I'm going to end up clotheslining him.
Oh, what a clothesline!
And he's not a well man, he's quite old as well, 70-odd. And he started banging, pounding on my window. So where did that say, Franklin, take a couple of steps back and don't bang on my window. What do you want? This person called me a cunt. Well, he's fucking right then, wasn't he? I never said that. I said, oh, who? I don't want to upset the neighbours, my mum's neighbours. And then he goes, start giving me this long, drawn-out story. I just drove off in the end. I think he's still talking to me now. I'm not sure. But anyone got... Who's the weirdest fuckers you know? Like, neighbours to you, anybody? Just thought I'd bring up that. I was around, my mum's talking about him the other day. I thought, yeah, he's a bit of a weirdo. I'll mention him. Speaking of neighbours, don't know if I could really talk about this one. I've got neighbours here, right? God, if they ever get to know me and learn that I do a podcast. But there's a couple next door. And I think she's killed him. I think he's in the barbecue out the back. Like, he was always around, like one of them blokes that whenever you appear, he's there and starts talking. Knew my name. I don't know what his name is. But he'd always talk to me and make conversation and try and be my mate. But, you know, I mean, you just see someone all the time, then you don't see them anymore. And I've seen her plenty recently. But she's doing things like still hanging his clothes out and shit to create the illusion that he ain't dead. That's what I think she's doing it for. I think he's dead. I think she's killed him. I think she's buried him somewhere or burnt him. Because I ain't heard anything coming from there. But she's still, like, she's like putting out, he never used to really drink. But she started putting out loads of beer cans and stuff, like to let everyone know, oh, he's still here. Don't worry. If you're thinking I've killed him, you're wrong. That's what I can tell, but that's the look she's got on her face, all right? Oh, for that, she's kicked him out. I don't know. But I ain't like, oh, he's there. And I just like, I better go to the gym in a bit and I better walk out there and he's all right, Matt. And I'll be like, violated by gas. One other thing I wanted to mention that I find a bit ridiculous and annoying. Cauliflower. I was in the supermarket the other day and there was a big section of cauliflower. And I thought to myself, is that necessary? Like, is a big section like that of the flower of collie relevant? Does it justify having that? Like, does anyone like it? And I said, it got me thinking and I thought, I don't like it. Has anyone ever in their life ever thought, God, I really fancy a bit of cauliflower? That's a thought that's never crossed anyone's mind, isn't it? Like, you'd never, ever, ever think, I really fancy some cauliflower today. You know what? I've got, even pregnant women wouldn't get the urge to eat cauliflower. Oh, I've got like all these cravings. So what, you got jelly babies and all this. So what is it today? Oh, cauliflower. No one's ever said that, right? No one's ever said that cauliflower is what they're really craving. But we eat it anyway. One of them things that we eat anyway. It's like, we're doing a roast, better get some cauliflower. Why? Just leave it off the roast. No one likes cauliflower. No one fancies cauliflower. Nobody wants it on their dinner. It's like, it's one of them things that if you kind of resign yourself to eat it, if it's there, but you have to kind of cut a bit of it off and mix it in with something that you do like to just swallow it without vomiting in your own mouth. No one likes it. Why does it exist? I never understand it. It's good for you, though. There's lots of things that are good for you. You don't need to eat cauliflower to replace anything else. And it got me thinking, why do we do this? Just because it's tradition. Like when you have a fry up, if I have a fry up breakfast, I don't want a tomato on my plate, but they always put it there. Everyone leaves it. I look around, if I go out to eat breakfast, the tomato is on everyone's plate at the end. Nobody's at it. They've ate all the other shit, but no one's ate the tomato. Why is it there? Why is the cauliflower there? Other things on a roast, why are they there? Like, they're kind of like, oh, I suppose like, you're eating the roast, you're thinking, nice meat, nice bit of potatoes, some nice carrots. Then. Carrots ain't that nice, but if they're roasted, they're edible, right? Bit of fucking stuffing, bit of swede, whatever. And then you've got this other shit over here. Cauliflower. It looks a bit like a brain as well. It's like you're eating brain surrounded by stinging nettles. That's what it looks like to me. Anyway, I don't like cauliflower. You might have guessed. But why do we eat it? Like, and getting back to the original point, just because we eat it, why does it need a massive section to itself. Surely you could just put three on the shelf and that'd be enough for the amount of people that actually want it. Like, would you be disappointed if you went to the shops to buy some stff for the roast and they didn't have cauliflower on the shelf? Would you think, oh, fuck, I can't do a roast now? No, you just leave it off. In fact, you'd probably breathe a sigh of relief that you can't do cauliflower and leave it off. What you wouldn't do is just for cauliflower, go to another shop to get some. Oh, I can't do the roast without cauliflower. I think I'm just going to go to another shop and buy the cauliflower and like delay my journey. I mean, you wouldn't do that. Nobody. You'd do that for the meat. You'd do that for the potatoes. You wouldn't do it for the cauliflower. That's what I'd get that out of there. Let me know what you think about cauliflower. Please, thank you to everyone that subscribed for this show. I'm really trying to grow it. We've now got a TikTok. It's the first social media that's purely the Daily What. I don't think I've got any followers on there. I only created it yesterday. I haven't followed anyone on there. Just created it so I can put clips up there and stuff. Be the first to follow me there. You won't win anything. Just be the first to follow me there if you feel like it. But for now, I am Matt. Thank you for listening to the Daily What today. I'll probably be back maybe tomorrow even, because that's the day I'm thinking of. I've got more time than any other day this week. I'm working every day. So yeah, let me know. Don't let me know. Just watch out for the shows. I don't know why I just said let me know. Follow me on the talk of tick. I'm probably going to, as the show grows and it's worthwhile making some more social media accounts, I probably will. On Instagram, etc., for the clips from this show and for the news from the Daily What. Thanks for listening. Adios. Subscribe to the Patreon to get those great shows. Patreon.com/whatcast. Buymeacoffee.com/whatcast with a K. All the same. See you later.
You have been listening to the Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K. And listen to the Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.